evolution of the sophisticated business email compromise scam targets businesses for access to sensitive tax-related data. W-2 phishing scams peak during tax season. They generally work like this. A criminal or organized crime group claiming to be a company's CEO sends an email to the Human Resource Department. The email is a request for the personally identifiable information of employees in preparation for tax season or an upcoming audit.
The targeted recipient thinks the request is legitimate and unknowingly responds by sending all employee data to this fraudulent source. At this point, all employee data can be compromised.
That was Supervisory Special Agent Steven Shapiro, who says to avoid falling victim, companies should verify all requests for employee data.
Having a specific PIN code that only the CEO or a high-level executive has access to, and you have to verify the particular transfer off-channel, meaning picking up the phone and calling rather than through email or some other electronic means.
The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, received more than 1,800 complaints about these types of scams between 2016 and 2018. Report these scams at ic3.gov. With FBI This Week, I'm Molly Halpern of the Bureau.